Hello there, I'm Simon, and I'd like to give you a behind-the-scenes tour of the album I created in February 2015 under the band name Cake Folder. It was Record Production Month, which is an annual event, and the details of the challenge are that your band needs to create a whole album, and by a whole album they mean, you know, at least 10 songs or at least 35 minutes in running time, and create that whole album from scratch in the 28 days of February. This was my first attempt at this challenge. My finished album is called Exceptions, and it's available to listen and to purchase at cakefolder.bandcamp.com. So this is going to be part 7 in the 8-part series, where I cover one song in each episode. So track 7 is called Belong, and it starts off like this.
I hold your hand, not like we planned. The time to depart is approaching. Our eyes then meet, you get to your feet, the crowds around us encroaching.
So there you go, you get a bit of an idea of what the song sounds like. Let's just fade that out quickly. So this is the seventh song I made in the month, and just like with song 4, I'd made a couple of instrumentals immediately before this session. So again, I was in the mood for a guitar and vocal kind of song. The musical inspiration for this song, musically it was composed in a fairly conventional singery songwritery way, with chord sequences written on an acoustic guitar using, you know, rather unsophisticated chords, and then some other light accompaniment to make things a little bit more interesting. So quite a lightweight musical style, which hopefully kind of leaves room for emotional expression through the lyrics and the vocal performance. So lyrical inspiration onto the lyrics. This one was partly autobiographical and partly inspired by friends. And it is about the bittersweet experience of being in a long-distance relationship, and eventually deciding that it needs to come to an end. Of course, there are two very different ways to end a long-distance relationship. One is to end the relationship, but the other is to remove the long distance. So part of the drama of the song, the drama arc, for the song is finding out what sort of ending our protagonist chooses in this song. So while the song is deeply rooted in the autobiographical, and the lyrics and the vocals are voiced from my perspective, in reality it's actually a very long time ago since I was in a long distance relationship. So the contemporary touches in the song, such as social networking things and FaceTime calls, those elements are borrowed from other people, really. Song title. Well, I felt that, let's just have a quick listen to the chorus, just to remind ourselves.
In case my feelings start to show.
Chorus is coming up just now.
If all we've got is here and now, I know I'll make it through somehow. For all the fields I have to.
So, if all we've got is here and now, first line of the chorus, yeah.
The love you gave me will sustain through all the anguish and the pain. Because I know at last it's true. I belong to you. The weeks drag by.
I belong to you. That's another phrase that we could use in this song title. Those are the two phrases that I picked out from that. I belong to you. I felt that was a bit long for the song title and a little bit too kind of revealing, a little bit too much. Like, well, you read the title of the song and now you think you know what the whole song's about. And then the other phrase, if all we've got is here and now. Well, that's a bit more interesting. That's an option, but it is also rather long. So I plumped for belong, because I felt that single word was kind of captured the essence of the theme of the song, really, without giving too much away. So that's how it came to be called Belong. Production. Well, for the first six songs on the album, I'd stuck to my plan, more or less, of spending one evening writing the song and then putting that song on ice, as it were, so that I could come back to it later. And then the next evening I would start the next song. That was the pattern I was following. But for this song, for some reason, I decided to carry on after that first evening and to work three consecutive days on that same song, taking it to kind of completion, really. Just felt like the right thing to do. Now, I chose a fairly predictable production style for this one. I recorded myself playing the guitars and singing the vocals, and kind of this track is actually the odd one out on this album, because it's the only song that doesn't feature one of my Korg Volker synthesizers. I just recorded myself playing some real percussion instruments and sequenced those into the song, but the string sounds in the song were artificial. They were synthesized on the computer itself. GarageBand. Some of the sonic elements only appeared because of some kind of oral hallucination I had while listening back to an early draft. I decided to put in those sounds that I had apparently hallucinated. And I think that may well have included the bizarre bida bida backing vocals that I ended up with in some places on the chorus. An interesting trivia item: when I got to mastering the mastering stage on this song, for some reason I switched to listening on my Grado headphones. Oh, listen to that rumble! Did you hear that rumble just then? That's important. I'll come to that in a minute. I decided to listen on my Grado headphones rather than the KRK monitor speakers that I normally use. And it was actually only when I was listening on the Grado headphones that I detected an unexpected rumbling noise in the track. And it turned out that I had recorded the sound of a train going past in the background of a recording of me playing the triangle. But I'd never noticed this when I was mixing the track through my speakers. So yeah, it was easy enough then for me to locate a different triangle sound in the same recording that I'd and use that instead. But that experience for me really underlines the importance of using different speakers and headphones and different environments for auditioning the finalized versions of tracks. And also the just stunning quality of those Grado headphones. So let's just finish off with a bit more of the song. Oh, there's another versey bit. All right on my wall only serves as a sticking plaster. So just to remind you again, the finished album is called Exceptions and is available to hear and purchase at cakefolder.bandcamp.com. Thanks very much for listening. I'll speak to you again soon. If all we've got is here and now, I know I'll make it through somehow. For all the fields I have to roam, I know I'll find my way back home. The love you gave me will sustain through all the anguish and the pain. Because I know at last it's true. Dee-dup, dee-dup. I belong to you. This has to end, or I'll Just a quick afterthought. I'm actually planning to do the RPM challenge again in February 2016. So if you fancy following along with me on that journey, I'm intending to send out updates and regular bits and pieces to chronicle the creation of my second album on Twitter. So follow me on Twitter or check it out. Cake Folder is the Twitter name.
If all we've got is here and now, I know I'll make it through somehow. For all the